Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Everybody, and welcome to the Bachelor in Paradise Wrap Up. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong, covering week two. Haley, how's it going tonight?
I'm pretty good. We're fresh off the second episode, so we're not giving ourselves any time to let it simmer in our heads, which I think is fine, because if we had to think of Evan trying to hook up with Amanda, I'd rather not podcast at all.
Right. Oh my goodness. Yeah, we're just like one of those fresh off the plane, arriving at the Paradise resort and just ready to go.
I'm basically Leah with less lip injections.
Exactly. What would your makeover, make under, what would your strategy be coming in to try to differentiate yourself?
I'd get a haircut because my split ends are getting kind of unwielding right now.
Okay.
And maybe lash extensions.
I think Leah did that too, didn't she?
Or yeah, and so did Lace. Oh, okay. But I'd probably try and get some good ones.
It's not good if you can tell that something was done, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we've got a whole mix of people. People that I didn't know were going to be there. People we don't remember. People we thought would be there longer. Leaving. So a lot to talk about. But you just got an interesting tweet.
Yeah, so at MoneyBrittany87, she tweeted me saying, I hope you saw your tweet on After Paradise. And I was like, what? Because obviously we aren't watching that because we're podcasting immediately after. So this is Brittany said she's going to go back and get a picture. I'm not sure what tweet it was.
Yes. This is so exciting.
So I'll keep everyone updated, although no one cares about that except Amy and I.
Yeah, it's like you achieved a goal that was even too big for us to set, and you did.
Yeah,
it.
One time I got a tweet on an episode of Four Weddings. Ooh. But this is bigger than that.
Yeah, this is a lot bigger. I mean, Sean Lowe is a co-host now, so.
Wow.
They got rid of Chris Harrison.
Doesn't he have a kid to be taken care of?
Yeah, maybe like, that's honestly why he took this job. Who knows?
But if Catherine had like taken a job like this, people would be like, why aren't you at home with your baby? But it's Sean's so allowed to just gallivant halfway across the country to talk about this load of dumpster garbage. It's not dumpster garbage. We love it. We love this stuff.
Oh yeah. It's been exceeding, meeting, whatever, all our expectations. We had high hopes and we've been entertained. But yeah, they got rid of Chris Harrison. I wasn't planning to watch because we're recording, but also now I want to watch because of your tweet. But a fair warning, when I watched about 2 minutes of it, the host, Michelle Collins, already started talking about spoiler photos she saw of couples. So they are not spoiler free like our podcast is. And we don't want to know who's been spotted together or anything. So
yeah, there is a lot of spoilers out there. So if you're not into that, tread carefully on pretty much everything. Mm-hmm. Don't Google Bachelor in Paradise or any of the people on it.
Right. We've heard from other people saying that they've been getting spoiled with like following TMZ on. So probably like anything like Us Weekly, all that kind of stuff. Just avoid and just listen to us and we'll keep you safe.
Okay. Update from Brittany.
Okay.
Okay. It was my tweet from, I think it was from like last week.
Okay.
It's the one that was like Josh versus Nick is everything I didn't know I wanted, but definitely needed.
Okay. Yeah. They must really have to sort through these early to get them on the show.
Yeah.
To make it look like they're live, but.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you guys. Nice. Thanks, Bachelor in Paradise, for putting my tweet on TV. And thank you, Brittany, for keeping your eye out for that.
And welcome to all the new listeners that your tweet brought us.
Doubt it, but thanks.
So, Yeah, where should we start? Should we start with the arrival? I mean, well, I guess the end of Chad and the arrival of Leah kind of coincide a little bit.
So, yeah, the Chad exit was not worthy of a to be continued, in my opinion.
Exactly.
Because he kind of just left and then he drank in the car and like that was it. And I know they teased in that he was coming back at some point, but he didn't come back this week. It's possible he's like hanging around for next week, but I don't know.
Right. Again, they just use it all for the preview and nothing really happens except to, I guess, sort of screw with Leah's plan because Leah came in with a game plan and new lips. What did you think of Leah's arrival?
I am fine if you like want to alter your appearance and stuff. But what I didn't appreciate was like how heavy handed her makeup was. Mm-hmm. Like, girl, let the lips speak for themselves. Like, you don't need all that eyeliner, all that lipstick. Like, just let it speak for yourself. Yeah. And she showed up and none of the other girls were happy to see her.
Although she claimed to be friends with all of them, right?
Yeah. So I think we could all safely say that Leah is thirsty for television time.
Mm-hmm.
And my proof of that is her wanting to go for Chad
and being so upset. He wasn't there. She's like, what do I do?
I think Leah is a pretty smart cookie. And I think she understands that hooking up with Chad would bring her the most screen time. But I don't think it's a surprising, like, everyone's like, oh, yeah, of course, she was like jonesing for screen time. She's the one to like talk ass about Lauren to Ben
out of nowhere.
Yeah. And then she ended up leaving immediately. And
yeah. So, yeah, I think it's really clear because it's like she came in with a strategy. I'm sure she was super excited to get on, then came in and was like, so where's Chad? Can I go get him? And then after that, she just was flailing. It's like people coming into Big Brother with, I'm going to do the all-girls alliance. I'm going to do the all-guys alliance. And if they can have just a one-track mind of how it's going to work, it's not going to work. So unfortunately for her, and probably for the producers, they probably wanted that couple, you know, like, ooh, Leah's mm-hmm. going to be the one to keep Chad around. Everyone else is here for love, but these two want the screen time. And so I think she was just like, what? What do you mean he's not here? You know?
They're both like so desperate for attention. It's like a little sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she didn't get any of his, like, what was he saying in the limo? Like his meat vibes or.
I don't know. Like, it was just too on the nose for me. Like, we crossed a line with Chad where it was like funny and he was like saying some real S. Mm-hmm. And then it's just like, oh, he's believing in a shtick too much. And so, like, at that point, I'm like over it.
Yeah, it's weird when Daniel becomes like the mellow one. You're like, oh, Daniel's not the one with the shtick.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she moves on, talks to the different guys, decides to go for Nick, which upset Amanda because she sort of realized, oh, he's really the only one I like here.
And spoiler alert, Amanda gets over it.
Pretty quickly, right?
Like, it did not take long.
Right. And this is kind of the Bachelor in Paradise move, right? They always, like, bring somebody as soon as somebody's getting comfortable and they're like, oh, mm-hmm. wait, we showed up and we're already, like, paired off. This is great. They find someone who's like, ooh, but that person was higher up on my list. This person's going to wreak havoc on this pairing, which is good because the earlier seasons, people just stuck together way too much. And mm-hmm. even if they weren't romantically interested, it was like, you owe me. You owe me to, like, keep me here because we're, like, the original cast or something like that. So I think it's going to be good. But, yeah, Amanda was upset about this. Nick and Leah go to, like, a margarita something or other festival or something like that.
Sure. Count me in.
Yeah. And walk on the beach, they kiss. Did you see chemistry there? Or was it just Nick trying to?
I didn't see chemistry, actually. Although I think it's impossible not to see chemistry with like a sunset lit kiss.
Right. Definitely. And I appreciate that Nick was, you know, willing to. He wasn't like, oh, I'm tied to Amanda, you know, already. Because they just got there and he just wanted to see what it is. But then Nick gets a date card and Leah thinks that, wow, we just went on a date earlier today. I'm sure Nick and I are going to go on another date for someone
Yikes,
who understands
not how happening.
TV works. I don't think that's what the producers would do if they thought Nick.
Producers were probably like, Nick, like, don't take Leah on this date. And he's probably like, yeah, I don't want to.
I wasn't gonna anyway. Cool. Yeah. Yeah. So he asks Amanda. And what did they do? Something else? Some other kind of date?
I don't know. They made out, though. I know
that. Oh, they had fire. Like bonfires or something.
Oh, riveting.
Yes, exactly.
Was there s'mores involved? If not, I don't care.
No, there wasn't. Just making out by the fire. And it was a lot of him just sort of talking about how he really likes strong, confident women with an edge. And it seemed like he was trying to convince himself that, oh, yeah, you have that, too. You're totally like that.
I'm sorry. Amanda is vanilla as an ice cream cone.
Right.
Which is fine. Like, she seems great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's just not, she's not an Andy or Caitlin type. And for all that he says that that's his type. So maybe it's for the best that she really wasn't meant to be with him. But they're going well on this date and he ends up picking her. So, you know, well, we'll see what happens the next episode. But it doesn't. Yeah. At this point, I was feeling very strong about this pairing. How about you?
Yeah, I think so.
And I guess maybe that's helped partially due to the previews that we always lead us astray. But I was like,
yeah,
oh,
like
Nick
we
is going
from
Amanda.
From what we understood from the previews, it kind of looked like Nick was going to screw Amanda over.
Yeah, that's so true.
And not that I believe that Amanda screwed Nick over, like it's whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it definitely was not the story we were expecting, I don't think.
Right. We thought maybe Josh was going to try to get in there, but Nick was going to come out victorious and then dump Amanda. But nope, not looking that way. We also see another pairing of Evan and Carly.
Oh, my God. As soon as she started talking, like, yeah, I could get into Evan. I was like, stop. Like, that's a lie.
Who are you trying to convince?
You want a rose and he's
you want to stay.
The only option.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. They're like the couple that's like assessing, oh, well, no one else is really talking to us. But whereas Carly is like, OK, I'm just going to use Evan to get to the next round. Evan like has butterflies and explosions when they kiss. Carly, not so much. I don't know, probably a more tempered reaction than you would have if you had to kiss Evan, I would guess. But I was cringing this whole time.
I'm literally cringing. Like, don't put me in the position where I have to hypothetically think about kissing Evan.
Exactly. Oh, it was terrible. So, but they get a date. And it's a really awkward date. They haven't really had anything like this since Sean's season. But even that wasn't in front of this huge crowd. So why don't you explain what their date was for people?
So we're breaking another world record that involves kissing. They have to have the longest, hottest kiss. So they have to eat a habanero pepper, each of them, and then kiss for at least 90 seconds.
Yeah. So a food challenge mixed with they had like a Guinness person there to document and then a huge audience. And they didn't even know what they were walking into. Like they were surprised, like Guinness record bombed like as they walked in. So it looked like they were walking into some kind of private concert or something.
Yeah. And they've definitely I tweeted this, but they definitely have used the set before on like many dates in Bachelor in Paradise.
OK, that's a good
like the low level of water that looked really cool in camera shot. They've used it,
which is fine.
I don't care.
Right. It's just like their stage or something. Did they have a fashion show or something like that? I'm trying to think.
In Mexico City on like the.
Oh, yeah. That was a different one.
Yeah.
OK.
It's a little different. I remember Jade and Tanner definitely had a date here.
Mm-hmm. They really recycle. They have to really get creative on these dates where they just sort of like add set decoration to the same exact location and go to certain tourist destinations. It's sort of a mix of either like you're having a nice dinner nearby the resort or you're going on some sort of ziplining adventure type thing, caves and stuff like that. So they don't have as many options. They're not flying to too many destinations here. It's a little bit more on the cheap, but it was kind of a, at least from a viewer perspective, it was an interesting date, I suppose, but it was really cringy. Watch. What would you have done in Carly's situation here?
I would have tripped and made sure I broke my ankle so that I would have had to be taken to the hospital immediately.
Yeah, that way you still get airtime, but you don't have to do this. I mean, I think maybe the nice way to do it would just be like, I can't handle the peppers, Evan, sorry, you know. But did you at any point feel bad for Evan in Carly's confessionals?
I mean, yes, but I also don't like him, so it's like, eh.
Yeah, so she wasn't really like holding he's back.
Like him and Alex are the epitome of like, I'm a good guy, I'm gonna do good guy things, but it's actually like such a d-bag thing to do.
Yeah, they're kind of opposites in the sense of how they come across, in terms of like Alex is like really bro-y and alpha, or thinks he is. And then Evan's like, oh, I'm just this like sweet romantic and why?
Yeah, and
I
like,
deserve
I'm
love.
I'm fine with a beta male, like totally fine.
Yeah.
But not one like Evan, who's just like seems to just blame all of his problems on everyone else rather than like looking into himself and realizing that he needs to stop being like such a dipshit.
Yeah, and it's like really doesn't have any self-awareness, because or it just seems
welcome
like
welcome to the Bachelor, you have no self-awareness. Come on in.
Right, like he just thinks, oh well, I'm a dad, so then me and Amanda, that yeah, works. Or oh, Carly kissed me,
hot mom.
Yeah,
it's definitely gonna go for me,
yeah. Oh my goodness. We also have we see Grant and Lace. We kind of see Lace just sort of hanging out with Jorge. Woe is me. I've got the, you know, people see Chad on me now, and I don't, you know, now no one wants me or something like that.
Hurricane Grant Chad's is gonna like over. Take all the fun out of Lace, and I just know it.
How so?
He's just like so bland.
He's really boring to watch. I agree. And why couldn't she just like go up to him? Why does she need Vinny? Are we in middle school?
Yes, we are. Like, this is what this is.
This is true. It is
we need to
camp.
Accept it.
Yeah. It's like, maybe you should just go talk to him. And then Grant's like, yeah, I know she's not going to come over here. But yeah, he really has no personality. He's just kind of like the guy that hangs out and will talk to Vinny or talk to Evan. But I don't remember anything from last season of him. And the most airtime he really got was just when Chad brought to our attention that he left his girlfriend to be on the show. He was such a non-entity on the show that it didn't even become a storyline. So, but they find their way to each other. He tells her, you know what? I forget about Chad. Don't worry about it. Obviously, I'm picking you. Not exactly saying that, but he says that.
Yeah, I really, like, as for as boring as he is, I liked his reaction to Lace. Like, he was very like, that doesn't matter to me. I like you for you, and that's where I'm at.
Yeah, like nothing changed. There's no reason for me to be mad about that. And so that was good. And then they find a little, what would you say, the boom boom room?
Yeah. The Bachelor in Paradise boom boom room. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, and this is like something that on Unreal as well, they have apparently these like, oh yeah, we can put a towel over the camera and we're all set.
Yeah, so listener and friend of the podcast, Rourke Leskin, just moved to LA. She hasn't set up cable or like internet yet. So I was like live texting her the entire time of what was happening during Bachelor in Paradise.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, Lace and Grant just did it. And she was like, they're allowed to show that on TV? Like, ABC is allowed to show that?
Yeah.
And yeah, it was kind of like risque for primetime television.
Right.
Like, we heard moaning, and like, sure, they could have got the moaning from anywhere, but like, those night camp shots of him, like, you know, doing things, it was pretty apparent of what was going on.
Yeah, they've got their backup cameras in place, which caught them off guard. And yeah, they did the whole like Caitlyn Nick sound effects by the door as well. And yeah, they can let us know. Too bad we don't have points for this. We don't do a Bachelor in Paradise draft aside from that. It was definitely confirmed.
I'd say.
Yeah. Then who was really missing this episode until the rose ceremony was Jubilee. So it wasn't really a surprise in that sense.
No, and like I said last episode, I didn't see her in many previews, so I really didn't have any expectation for her to be around too long.
Right.
Which is good. Like, Jubilee, get out of here. You're way too for this shit. Like, please go live your life being amazing and beautiful and smart and perfect and awesome. And, like, you are so much better than these guys. Like, it's not even funny.
Right. All right. Now, let's talk about your boy, Vinny, because he gets in a little triangle here.
Yeah, Vinny. He's making out with forgettable Izzy, and then he's making out with Sarah. And he, you know, he has a big choice to make. Who does he keep? And he keeps, he gives his rose to Izzy.
Yeah, but he tries out, you know, he kisses Sarah. He has, like, what did he do? Did he do, like, a little date for her? Or was she just overreacting? No,
she just pulled him away to, like, talk to him.
Okay, because she was like, oh, what you did for me yesterday? And I was, like, watching it again, I'm like, what? What did he do? Like, he basically just touched your arm or something and then you kissed. But yeah, Sarah, you know, once Leah arrived, Sarah was like, oh, shit, I got to do something. I got to figure out one of these guys. And so she decides Vinny piqued her interest. But Leah figures out that Nick, I mean, he basically told her. So that was nice. He actually just said, like, you know what? I'm feeling it with Amanda more, so I'm not going to pick you. And so she's like, okay, I got to go, like, work this with Daniel. So at this point, who were you thinking that Daniel was going for? Were you surprised?
No, I wasn't surprised at all, because Leah seemed so confident that there was just, like, no way she was staying.
The edit.
Like, they love the fall from grace on this show.
Definitely.
Now that Leah was up high on the scale of grace, but...
Right, but they show her crying on her bunk bed and... all the emotions in just one day, and it didn't go her way and what she thought would happen with Chad. So who knows? But yeah, I think Daniel fell into that spot where it's like, okay, if I'm not really clicking with anyone romantically yet, I'm going to pick Sarah, who I want to stay here, who deserves love. Although he does seem to have some interest in her that we saw developing more in the next episode. So how are you feeling about Daniel so far?
I'm feeling so good about Daniel.
Oh, okay. Your fellow Canadian.
So he had, like, a really bad intro episode where he was, like, saying, like, oh, none of these girls are 10s. I'm only going for a 10. Mm-hmm. And then he showed this side with Sarah that I loved. Excuse me. Where, so in the second episode of this week, he sat Sarah down after, I guess, okay, we're getting too far into it, but
yeah.
Christian comes.
It all blurs together.
Yeah. Christian asks Sarah on a date. She goes. And Daniel was a little upset, but he didn't react in a totally negative way. He was just like, oh, like, I really like Sarah, so I'm kind of worried, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And then when she gets back, he's like, hey, I hope you had fun with Christian, but I just want to let you know that, like, I really do like you. I think you're amazing. I think you're the best girl here. And when you were on the date today, like, I think that was a really good thing, because it showed me how much I missed you and wanted you here, and how I was kind of, like, jealous that you were with Christian instead of me. And she really liked that. And I thought it was great to, I think it was great to see that side of Daniel, because we haven't seen any vulnerability from him yet.
Right. Or sincerity. And he had, like, a cute line that really touched her when he gave her the rose, like, oh, the guys saved the best for last, like, I'm like, yeah, the best. And like, she was really touched by it. So
he has
cute.
Like, these just, like, he has moments of, like, total douchebaggery, but he has, like, these gleaming moments of, like, joy that I think is, like, the Canadian in him just trying to get out.
Right. And I think it's funny that he was, like, mimicking, like, to Grant, like, killing himself when talking to the twins, as if, like, he's like this great conversationalist, like, oh, I'm so bored by them, when it's just funny that leaving the last season, like, he's just like, well, I don't have a personality, but, you know, so. Oh, just so funny. But yeah, if she's just, he's good comic relief, and he doesn't seem like an evil villain. Like, he just seems like, he's got the ego, he's got a healthy ego, and he doesn't say, like, nice things about all the girls, but it doesn't seem in a mean way, if that makes sense. Like, it's just sort of, like, innocent or something, or just, like, uncalled for, but not like he's, like, hates them. He's just like, oh yeah, I'm so great, and I'm playing this up and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So Yeah. And then let's talk about Jared and the twins. Jared and Emily.
Apparently, oh my God, are hitting Jared, it off. I like forgot he was here.
Right?
He is so, except he showed so up in sleepy. Like, who did he have a conversation with? Like Carly or something? Where he came in like basketball shorts and like a backwards like baseball hat.
Oh, I totally
and I was like,
that.
Is that Josh? I had to like look closer. I was like, oh my God, that's Jared. Like, who are you?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they just show him with Emily and I don't know. Did he just keep them around because it's like, okay, they're sort of like falling into that same role where it's like, if I keep one of them, then two get to stay. So that's what I'm doing, because he expressed remorse for not keeping Jubilee. But I mean, there's nothing that exciting between him and Emily either. They kissed, I guess, but they just talked about favorite numbers, favorite colors. And he was so just tuning her out and just not like, she's so much better than him. Like, he's so boring right now.
He's so boring.
Oh, gosh. Oh, I don't know. But I guess Kayla's coming. And so maybe he'll get. Maybe he'll redeem himself, or they'll just be vanilla off into the sunset. But I don't know. I felt bad for Jubilee, but
I did too. Better. But it's like no, like Jubilee, you don't need this BS. Like, you're so great and wonderful, and like I tweeted something like that last night. Like, Jubilee, you're so perfect and great, and it got like. This isn't a humble brag.
Yeah.
It got like 100 faves. And it's like,
oh my gosh.
That has nothing to do with me. Like, it was not funny or creative tweet. Right. It was just like,
people
everyone's like,
looking
yeah,
for Jubilee.
Jubilee is amazing. And like, all of these guys are stupid.
Yeah. And one thing too, is they didn't show Jubilee at all going up to other guys. Like, she wasn't trying to stay in paradise just to stay there.
No.
Because otherwise we would have seen her like, oh, well, I'm not sure Jared's going to pick me. She was just like, well, if he wants Emily, then that's who he wants, and maybe he's not right for me. So she's got a great attitude about it, and she wasn't doing the Leah or the Sarah thing to just like, I need to stay.
Yeah.
She had her sets on him, and just like with Ben, it wasn't meant to be. So that was the rose ceremony. Let's just quick go through the pairings really quick. Graham Lace, Nick Amanda, Evan picks Carly, so she's definitely hung in there till the rose. She got a rose. That was the thing. She's like, something about him still attracts me, even though his kiss was horrible. It's like, yeah, the fact that he can give you a rose and
yeah,
it's the
exactly.
only point, only way you can stay. Jared picks Emily, so that means Haley gets to stay. Vinny picks Izzy. I got a little worried just because Izzy was not worried, like, oh no, we're gonna lose Izzy because who cares? But you know, just like that'd
yeah.
be kind of rude if he like they pair up right away and he picks Sarah. So he's sticking with Izzy, and then Daniel picks up Sarah. So we end the first episode not at the rose ceremony. They actually continue on, and we get Josh, the arrival of Josh the next day. What did you think about Josh sauntering in, whipping it out,
give
whipping
me Josh
out the date card? Yeah.
Amazing. Give it to me. That's exactly what I want. and he basically heads straight for Amanda, which is fine.
Mm-hmm. He gets his intel. He takes a few other girls away, like, oh, okay, so interesting, I'm thinking about Amanda. And they're like, yeah, you went out with Nick. And then it's like he lights up like, oh, interesting, okay, cool. I mean, I think he would have gone for her anyway, but I think that really played into like, okay, I figured
just,
out who I want.
Like, Josh is a competitive guy. He was a professional athlete. He mm-hmm. has like this competitive spirit to him where it's like, yeah, I'll beat him out again. I'll show everyone again that I'm the better guy.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, oh, Nick's gonna be in paradise. Okay, then I'll be on it too. You know, I'm sure that was like leverage to get him to show up rather
yeah.
than like, I'm sure both of those two were trying to like talk to the producers like, hey, can I be the next Bachelor? And they're like, well, no, but here, how about this? Come on the show, cause some drama. And Amanda was all about it, going on the date, and I think they got the best date. Didn't they go on a sailboat?
Once you get a boat date, like, you're killing it.
Yeah, they're trying to create the romance. The producers like this one, they're just gonna make out all day. And I mean, I think they're still making out.
And it's like gross make out.
Yeah,
it's got, like, is that how
effects.
Normal people make out with each other?
Like,
it was, and it's like a lot of like I can see into their mouths.
Yeah. I mean, it's not as gross as that, like, ring of that line of spit.
Yeah, that was the worst thing I've ever seen
entirely. But yeah, it's definitely very vocal from Josh's side. And yeah, we didn't even hear a lot from Amanda. They were just making out the whole time. I think I was just sort of surprised that they were making out in front of Nick when they got back. Like, it shouldn't.
Really? Because like they didn't seem to have any issue making out with in front of every single person who's ever existed.
Yeah, that's true. But
they were like making out on a bench with like Izzy and Vinny making out and Grant.
Oh, the whole line. Yeah, the sexy
that was
six.
That was like, no.
It's an alliance.
Just don't make out when other people are making out with each other.
Yeah, that's really weird. I agree. That was, yeah. But I don't know, when they first got back from the date and Nick still doesn't know where he stands.
Like a little on the ox side, yeah. But
I guess that's the way he finds out. So, I mean, do you think Amanda thought, like, was Josh someone in her head? Like, she was holding out
for
him?
Oh, definitely. He was on her list.
Okay. And she's just like, oh, now I feel fine. I can move on. Because Nick, she was sort of iffy about. And she's like, well, he went out with Leah. Now I'm kind of jealous. So now Nick's the jealous one. And he's really panicking now about sticking around. And I think he's like, can't handle it. Because it's like, wait, I'm like one of the big names here. Come on. Like, you got to bring me somebody. Like, whereas other people are like just so grateful to be there. You know, you can tell the people who are like the Sarah and the Carly. It's like, I got to stay. Like, I'm royalty here compared to Izzy or Christian and those people. So let's see what else happened in that second half. Well, Josh was trying to talk about Andy's book, which neither of us have read. Have you heard anything about what these?
Yeah, so I read like a Cosmo article that was like the top 10 revelations from the book. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it was just like, what an a-hole Josh is.
Okay.
And Jacqueline Schwartz on Twitter was like backing that up too. She was like, yeah, he's like a terrible human being.
So he thinks by going on Bachelor in Paradise, he can get his reputation back for these.
Yeah. And so he was like confusing people because he was like, yeah, like it's a fictional novel. Mm. And like, so people were like, wait, like, what was it, kind of like the book Chris Harrison or right. Was it like more Courtney Robertson? And it's on the Courtney Robertson side of things.
Yeah. It was
so it's not
fictional from not Andy's fictional. Point of view, but that's the story he's going with. And apparently he convinced Amanda of that. But I thought it was interesting because Nick was saying, well, she wrote about me a little bit in there and there were elements of truth there. It was not really lies. So I don't know what she said about Nick, but it probably wasn't that unflattering. And so he's like, well, so I don't think she's lying about Josh. And there's some scary stuff in there.
Can we? OK, let's take like 5 seconds to talk this chain through.
OK.
So Andy dated Josh and Nick.
Mm hmm.
Caitlin dated Nick and Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Amanda's dating Josh, and she also dated Ben, and she also dated Nick.
Oh.
Like, it's just so incestuous. It's really just like is. Hard to follow. It's like, wait. Okay, all these people are Eskimo siblings in like 5 different ways.
And what else is funny, and I think it caught Nick off guard, is that the guys there, well, a lot of them, they're like, wait, oh, you guys were final two? Oh, like they haven't seen. Now we can really tell who hasn't seen the season because it's like, they're just like, oh, I had no idea. And it just seemed like almost Nick was offended in a way or almost amused. Like, oh, you didn't even know that? Like, I've got a story to tell you kind of thing. So, or when they see people coming and they're like, I mean, there are definitely people arriving that were like, nobody knows who they are, including Chris Harrison. But yeah, I think. I don't know if Bachelor in Paradise is the way for Josh to remedy this, but at the same time, was anyone really talking about this? Because I didn't even hear any of these allegations about him.
I don't think so. Maybe it was being talked about in like the Bachelor circle. Not necessarily.
Yeah, that's true.
So those, we don't really care.
Like, they knew about it. Apparently Evan knows about it and is going to talk about it in the upcoming episode or something. So, but yeah, Josh definitely came in with like a chip on his shoulder, something that he had to get off his chest. And he was sort of rambling about it. And Amanda's just like, okay, whatever, let's just make up. It's fine. And she's talking about her babies, and he talks about his
dog. Yeah, okay, let's talk about this for a second.
Yeah.
So Josh was like, Amanda, what do you do for fun? And she's like, well, I have two kids. And it's like, no.
Yeah. I hang out with them a lot. It's like, yeah, I would guess. So she hangs out with her kids, and she goes on Bachelor franchise shows. That's all I've got right now.
From her. Stop. Like, you're more than this.
Yeah. Oh, what did you think of, this was from the previous episode, but when Amanda was going out with Nick and then Leah was doing all that stuff, like, oh my gosh, we have the same bronzer. We like look exactly the same.
That was horrifying.
It was so creepy, right? Oh my goodness. Like, she really just, yeah, was just in there to game, like trying to throw her off her game before the date. That's the only reason I can think of that she was doing that, you know, trying to get in her head or something. So I don't know. I don't think I'll miss Leah, but she.
No, I know. I have no time for her.
Yeah.
Get her the shit off my screen. Bring me back Jubilee. I just need, like, I don't need her to be on the show. I just need her to be like live commenting, being like, oh yeah, these people are all awful. So like, yeah. Good.
Right. Yeah. I hope we see Jubilee somewhere else. Happy, something happening for her. But I think she was hanging out with Christian. So one of our listeners tweeted us a picture. Yeah, I agree. That'd be a cute couple. So let's see. Josh and Amanda come back. And then, oh, we have Carly and Evan. Carly is like, okay, Evan's not picking up my signals. He thinks I'm really into him. So she goes
again with the self-awareness.
Yeah. She goes and breaks it off. He's heartbroken. But he's resolute to stay. You know, he's not sure what he's going to do. He doesn't want to stick around and get rejected at the rose ceremony, but he comes up with a plan.
Amy?
Gets in some sweats and sprays a bunch of cologne and makes a date card for himself, I guess, or like three different versions of a date card from what I could tell. And it's like, oh, they're like hot and heavy down there making out.
Tell me what the date card said.
Evan, you deserve love. Take Amanda to the treehouse. Right?
Would you bone any guy who wrote a note like that to himself?
Definitely not. I'd stay far away from that treehouse for sure. Yeah, I thought it was funny that Carly like kept talking about like erectile dysfunction, like how he's like causing like lady boner, like ladies did not have boners, even if he's fixing all the guys. It's like, yeah, if he gets near any of those guys' like girlfriends, they're like never gonna, like, if the guys reveal that they went to see Evan,
yeah,
they'll never get laid again. So yeah, and his timing is just great.
Oh my god, this is like, okay, you know what's worse than watching Evan kiss someone? Watching Evan watch other people kiss. Yeah. He's just like, oh, hey guys, what's up? Like, oh, can I interrupt your like face swapping?
I mean, the other four people had already even left at that point, so they were totally alone, and he's coming.
Oh my there. God! Like, take a, like, you could see them from like up high, mm-hmm, making out. So like, what would compel you to walk down lying the stairs and interrupt that?
They're like lying down on this like bed outside. So yeah, they're in public, but it's not like bachelor cocktail party where you just maybe had like one little kiss and you're sitting on a bench and you're like, hey, can I like steal you away? There's plenty of other people he can be talking to. This is
literally anyone else.
Yeah. So it's not the moment. Maybe he wants to think about which women there really don't have a couple. They're not in a couple right now, or are a little more vulnerable or interested, not interested, but just maybe would hear him out. But why Amanda? Just because they have kids, or did he just...
Yes, that's it. That's like, they have kids and she has a nice face.
Yeah. So he was too nervous to talk to her. And rather than just being like, you know what? She's happy. She's gone through Nick. She's now with Josh. They're in a couple. He's thinking, no, you know what? I'm confident. I deserve love. I wrote the state card for myself, and this is totally going to win her over. And yeah, so that's what we have to look forward to next week.
Yeah, and but on this date that he prepared, there was like two full lobster dinners. I would say yes to that. Give me free lobster.
Ooh, was it lobster? I didn't notice that. Yeah, so that's lobster in the treehouse. Okay, so
you... give me that lob. I would lob all day. I would lob. I would
hear that.
I would
Evan?
Date Evan for lobbing.
Nice. That's awesome.
As long as he didn't kiss me, then I would like straight up punch him in the face.
Right. Or hit him. The lobster claw to claw at him.
Yeah. I actually, I wouldn't want to waste my delectable lobster on him.
No, don't get his germs. On
I
the
would
lobster.
Never, would never waste that.
Good. And then let's see. Let's talk about Christian and Sarah, because that's kind of how the episode started out. What did you think of?
Okay, so
Christian.
I have a really hard time in my life not being completely biased about pretty much everything.
Okay.
So the fact that Christian obviously goes through everyone's tweets that like say Christian and The Bachelor, or even just like The Bachelor, and he's done it on Instagram too, the fact that he goes through like all of those hashtags and like likes everything, he's a little too thirsty for my liking.
Okay, just for media thirsty.
Yeah. And maybe that's like wrong of me because Vinny does it too, and now I have this like weird thing for Vinny. But I don't know. Like, it's
Vinny.
It doesn't
do it,
feel like
the
hashtag
premiere.
Right reasons. But
yeah,
that doesn't mean that I don't think he's like completely charming and cool on the television show.
I think we're lucky that Leah left before Christian got there, because those two would have just been like this boring couple on the side, like just like let's stay one more week. Yeah,
but like getting no screen time because it's too obvious.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, Sarah was definitely excited to go out with him. There was some chemistry there. They got a pretty fun date. Is this an adventure date that is okay with you, Haley, because it's not too dangerous? And
yeah, I could probably get down with this.
Okay. Yeah, so it seemed like Sarah...
I would have preferred Daniel's, like, made-up date, which is just lying on the couch, which
tell...
is what I do all the time anyway.
Let's compare and contrast Christian and Daniel. We talked a little bit about that. So Daniel got to see Sarah go off on a date, and then he decides to pull her away for those made up dates. Like, okay, I didn't get a date card, but I want to have a date with you, which we always talk about. We love when guys on The Bachelorette do
absolutely
this.
Absolutely love it.
So it's a great move. I wasn't sure how this would go over with Sarah, because it seemed like she had just totally moved on, but it went over really well. What did you... Let's talk a little more about that interaction.
So what I'm really digging this season is the people so far are completely willing to be like, I'm here to find someone and I'm not going to stick to one person the entire season and miss out. And so I think Carly learned that lesson from last time. Mm-hmm. I think Sarah learned that lesson from last time too. So she doesn't want to get like, no one wants to get pigeonholed with one guy when like there's so many other people coming.
Mm-hmm.
So I loved her willingness to go out with Christian. I don't know. Like they both kind of fill the same role for me, but I feel like Daniel's a little more dynamic.
Yeah. And
he just feels more natural to me than Christian does.
Right. So if she's thinking, okay, I just want to have a fun time in paradise and someone to hang out with until maybe I meet somebody else that might be showing up, then probably Daniel's the way to go. I don't see them like having a long term relationship after, which seemed like what she came there for. And so so she's sort of weighing, Christian, like he seems like he was brought here just for me, like he's perfect. And then, but then Daniel, she was thinking on the date with Christian, she even told Daniel, I was just thinking it would be a lot more fun. And if Daniel was here, so you can't really undervalue having fun with somebody.
Yeah. Like you're on a vacation in Mexico. You want to be with someone who's fun.
Mm-hmm. So do you think that's the way she's going to go at the rose ceremony?
I do.
Okay. That'll be.
But I don't think I think it's still possible for Christian to get scooped up by someone.
Mm. Who do you think could be?
Maybe one of the twins.
Okay, so how does this work now? When do the two twins
each get a rose?
Do they each get to pick someone? Because it doesn't make sense that they can just, like, they should be able to, right?
Yeah, I think so. Why not?
Yeah, so we saw Brandon. Now, did you remember Brandon from Desert Race?
Absolutely effing not.
Didn't recognize him.
When he walked up, I was like, why is Jordan on this TV show? Because he had that same, like, swoop haircut.
Yeah, yeah.
But even, like, Chris Harrison was like, have you been on one of these shows?
Yeah. Are you Chris Bukowski in disguise just trying to crash? Or otherwise, we don't know you. What I'm remembering, I think he was just the one that had a really, like, sad story. And so Desiree was just like, okay, stop talking about, like, being in foster care and go away or something.
Are you serious?
I think so. I think he was, like, had some kind of sad tale and was just always, like, bringing down. But he talks to Haley and Carly. And Carly right away is like, ooh, you were on my brother's season. Like, even though I don't recognize you, you're cute and you're not Evan. So she was feeling that. And he talks to both of them. And she kind of throws Haley a little bit of a dig where she's like, well, he's going to realize she's really boring and he's going to pick me. But no, Brandon picks Haley and they just go and have dinner. But she's going to do the twin twist, where she, like, Liz and Julia is it, and they switch out. Did you think there was any chance that he was going to catch on?
No, like, we don't know who he is. Like, how would he know what either twin is?
Right. He's just using the line, I like you more than your sister, which is also kind of like, is that a good thing to say when they're best friends? And, you know, it's like, you want to know that they can tell the difference, but not be like, oh, you're the only one I'd be interested in. I mean, they both.
No, that's an S. Like, that's terrible. That's so mean.
So, so they switch out and he didn't even pick up on the fact that when Emily comes out and she's like, so I want to know why you picked me. And they literally just talked about that. And he's like, yeah.
Cause... Yeah. Or like every time she was like not giving the same signs and they just have like a completely different nose.
See, I still haven't even analyzed it that far, but.
I think I can tell which one's which now.
Okay. So you would do well on a switcheroo date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Now, would you pair up more with Haley, do you think?
Yeah, because we have the same name and we spell it the exact same way. And that's like a rarity in the Haley.
Yeah, we got to root for her. So I hope they both get a rose. But yes, I could see Haley being like, yeah, I don't know about this Brandon guy because he's really boring. No one remembers him. So maybe I'll just like give the rose to Christian instead. I could see that.
Yeah, I would think it was... I think it would be super unfair if both sisters didn't get a rose because I feel like they're coming into this being like, we're two different people. Mm-hmm. And then to like,
as much like, as the no, show is like, each... you are twins. You are a twin.
Yeah, you have to decide on one person. And it's kind of, that would be really awful.
Yeah, only one of you deserves love. And so now I'm thinking, okay, Nick's worried about staying, but then Carly doesn't really have anyone. So I'm going to guess that Carly would just give Nick the rose, right?
Yeah, like, I think we're the so. Veterans. The Vet Alliance.
Yeah. It's like when Michelle Money was just like, somebody, like, you got to keep me over these new blood. So, yeah. Let's see. Anything else that you want to cover? I know we wanted to talk about the intros. We teased the idea. You had the idea of doing a ranking of the intro.
Yeah. So, I don't remember like all of them, but I'm going to tell you my least favorites and my favorites. So in the category of like least favorite, there's just like boring, which is like Jared, who's just like, I'm leaning on something. Oh, and I fell over. It's like, oh, whatever. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Or like anyone that's just kind of like over the shoulder, like winking.
Yeah.
And egregiously bad was Evan eating banana, which is like, again, not what I need to see with my eyes or like have in my brain.
Right.
My favorites. Okay. This was like a long con, not like that long, but we see Nick like taking a selfie and getting hit in the face with a ball, which is like one I like anyway.
Cause he's such a selfie fiend. So that's good.
Yeah. And then this week we see Josh Murray kicking a soccer ball.
Ooh, I totally missed that. So he is kicking it to Nick's head.
Yeah.
I like that.
And obviously I like Laces.
Yeah, you barely even see Lace. Blink and you miss her because she's falling over.
Yeah, I think they should have given her a little more like time to like lay on there and then fall.
Right. So Josh is on its own, just kicking a soccer ball would not be interesting. No. But the fact,
that it's paired with Nick.
Yep.
I'm in. Daniel's I love because it's like maple syrup. And then they like, was this new this week that they panned down to his like Speedo?
No, they had that last time.
Oh, okay. Yep. And then I have one that I need to talk about.
Okay.
Which is Carly's. It just feels really out of character because on Chris's season, when they went to his small town, they saw the church that he went to. And she like was like, I feel such a strong connection with Chris now that I've seen like his church, like we are one, like God loves us. And then she's like pouring champagne on herself in Bachelor Paradise. Like, it just does not connect for me. Like, it's fine if you want to pour champagne on yourself, like. Holla.
Maybe I wouldn't learn that move at the sex date that she had with Chris.
Yeah, I wouldn't waste the champagne like that. Personally, I would put it in my mouth.
Right.
But
yeah,
like,
at least Daniel was chugging the maple syrup and just some of it landed elsewhere.
Yeah, like, so I like to think about if my brother was watching this show and like I was on it, how embarrassed would I be? By anything that I do on the show. So if I was like spraying champagne on myself in a bathing suit, like I could not face anyone in my family for the rest of my entire existence.
Yeah, I agree. There's some that are kind of
like, how
like
are you
between.
Like, mom, dad, turn into this TV show, and like the first shot is like bathing in champagne.
Do you think it's like they tell them to do a bunch of different things and they're obviously gonna pick the most embarrassing thing, like when they have those Survivor intro videos and stuff like that, or the videos on the website? Because didn't they have like Aubrey drawing in the sand or something? Like, they try to find something
and she was like waving the magic wand.
Yeah. So, and then so same with Big Brother, like they probably had Tiffany being like, whip this like you're a mean like a
also
teacher.
Aubrey had a tweet tonight on Bachelor in Paradise. Yeah.
Ooh.
So,
oh my gosh, you guys, now we just have to get like the whole cycle, get everyone from our wrap ups on there. Mm-hmm. We need to get our listeners up there. If you're a listener and you got on one of these, let us know. And again, don't tell us any spoilers from like spoilers of things that happen on After Paradise is fine. But if they reveal anything accidentally or whatever, don't tell us that about the outcome of Bachelor in Paradise. But yeah, if there's any certain clips that you think we should see, let us know. But definitely screenshot any of our tweets, so that's more motivation for me to not neglect Twitter when I can. But sometimes it's like this episode just flew by, which is good.
It really did. I like kind of love the hour long format.
Yeah, it is nice. It's like we get two nights of Bachelor in Paradise and we have our hour of talking about it afterwards, so we have our own After Paradise right here. I think Amanda had a boring one, too, where she just blew a kiss.
Yeah, that's so Amanda. Yeah. She was probably like, no, I have children. I can't do anything.
Right. So if we had to pick the top three right now, what would those be? So we're Nick, Josh, Lace, or Daniel. How would you rank these?
And then my number one is Daniel. Like, I've had such like a crush on Daniel this episode.
Nice. Even though you have a thing for Vinny now?
Vinny's was weird. It's like, what was it? Like karate, and then like a wave hits him and then it like splashes out of his mouth.
Oh, maybe. And then Izzy had the pineapples in front
of
her.
Yeah, that's
boots. Also. Yeah. Daniel's number one. Okay. I would say Nick next, the selfie. But I don't know. What do you think? Or is Lace above that for you?
Lace is above that for me.
Okay. Lace. You love Lace.
I love Lace.
Yeah. I don't know. She was kind of grating on me this most recent episode. Because now I agree. Grant is just going to make her boring unless someone else comes in to scoop her up. So then we have Nick and Josh. They almost have to like go together.
Mm-hmm.
So Nick and Josh are holding out at number three as the pair. And that's our ranking so far. Let's see if anyone can break into that.
Yeah.
Cool. And Jared, Evan, and Amanda are at the bottom. See if anyone gets worse than those. Maybe there's like forgettable ones that we like should be below that we can't even remember.
Like, LOL that Leah doesn't even get one.
Oh, she didn't?
No, like she wasn't in this episode, right?
Right. Did she have one the night
No, because she came like halfway through the episode.
Oh, that's funny. Deleted scene. That's never going to air anywhere. Sorry, Leah. That's funny. Okay, so let's jump to iTunes review. Do you have one to share?
I do. I have one from the Canadian. Oh, my phone died.
Oh, no.
Oh, I've made a huge mistake.
How is it updating?
No, it just my phone died. So I had a good one. Okay, we'll read two next week.
Okay, let's do that. Thank you,
Technical
Canadian.
Difficulties, guys.
Yeah, because I can't pull up the Canadian ones. And sometimes we've been leaning too much on the U.S. one, so it's good that we have a new Canadian one to share. So we'll do, how about a Canadian one and a U.S. one next week?
Sounds good.
To be entered into the contest.
Remind me to have my phone charged.
Yes. It's always a good plan. Let's see. We've got a lot of questions this week. Ooh, here's one I like, and it's from Allie Lasher, host of The Challenge and Are You the One podcast on the wrap-up feed. Why are we not hearing from Amanda regarding the Nick versus Josh debacle? So frustrating.
For the same reason we heard her say that her hobbies are hanging out with her children.
She probably had no opinion on it.
Yeah.
It was really frustrating, though, because that's why I was confused, is that...
Yeah, it's like we got no confessionals from her being like, oh like boring, I really had a connection with Nick, but Josh was on my list and I'm having fun with him.
Yeah, or just like, oh my gosh, so hot. He's a better kisser. Something to go on here. Like, it almost seemed like she forgot she went on a date with Nick. Maybe that's he's that good. So Brittany Larson Roberts wants to know, do you like Nick better this season? I feel like his commentary is pretty darn funny. Also, what are your thoughts on Josh?
I feel like we always liked Nick and we always thought he was really good in the narrator role because he's smart and he's funny and he knows how to speak well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think
so. This just feels like classic Nick to me.
Right. And then he's not really being portrayed as a villain this time. So, yeah. And Josh, thoughts?
Like he's a douche bro.
Yeah, it's like he wants to try to get back at Andy in some way and stay relevant somehow. And this is the only way he can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly Ann, would you rather set a world record hot pepper kiss with Evan or engage in small talk with Daniel about whether you are an onion or an orange? You have to choose.
I would obviously rather engage with Daniel in conversation because like I could talk about anything with him and it could be over in like 15 minutes where like the horror of having to kiss Evan lasts a lifetime.
Yeah. Plus eat the pepper and yeah.
Yeah, and I'm not good with stuff like that.
No.
I have a weak stomach.
And I think this question, we got this after the first episode, so we wouldn't have seen Daniel sort of redeem himself a little bit, but either way, it's still, you gotta go with Daniel. There's no physical contact there. Kristen Narr, Carla's first date with Chris is often mentioned as the most uncomfortable first date. Did she just beat herself by a huge margin? # spit string. Ew.
Yeah, I feel like this. Okay, so if this date featured two people who had like any chemistry or like was like a two way street, I think it could have been fine. Mm-hmm. Where like the Chris and Carly date, like no matter who, like you could be, I could go on the date with my boyfriend and I would still think it was the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
Yeah, exactly. That's true. Yeah, poor Carly. She was calling out the producers too. Like, why do I always get these effed up dates?
Yeah.
Oh, man. But at least the one with Evan, she could have turned away. Like, she wasn't into Evan. She was into Chris. So she could have been like, sorry, not doing it, and just caused a scene that way. But she was just kind of going along with it. Jessica Frey, should Leah go and try to find Chad anyway? Because they're kind of perfect for each other.
Yeah, they both just want TV time.
Yeah. I wonder if Chad met her on his tour of, like, people's exes. Like, you know, traveling around. Probably. Trying to redeem.
Oh, yeah, that reminds me. Someone in the patron group tagged me in this earlier. Okay. So give me 2.2 seconds.
Sure. Let me have you think on what kind of...
So Ryan Hilliard tagged me in this post.
Okay.
Okay, it's kind of, like, confusing. So Robbie tweeted to this person named Amy Kin and Chad and then said, did he take the blame? Then a sentence later, place it, hashtag confused. So I don't know what the original tweet is. So like, that's probably like bad journalism on me. Mm-hmm. But he said, shut up, Robbie. You hooked up with Leah Block 2 weeks ago. Wrecked. Ooh,
really?
Yeah.
I can see that couple. Robbie.
Yeah,
and
me
Leah?
Too. Definitely.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
So he's so she's probably not going to be able to hook up with him anytime soon after that.
Yeah, probably not. Now, our friend Paul Borges wants to know, what kind of fruit or vegetable are each of you?
Ooh, I think I would be a pineapple.
Oh, nice.
Like a little sour, a little sweet, definitely prickly.
Good with pizza.
I love pineapple on pizza.
Me too.
We are a podcast behind pineapple on pizza. Yeah. Come at us.
let's see. Pineapple's a good choice. I'll say kiwi. It's kind of sometimes overlooked, but
ooh,
sweet,
good one. Good
and
one.
Got that outer layer, so you do kind of have to peel it, but you know, it's tropical, it's fun, and yeah, I think so. I'll go with that. Definitely not a vegetable. I eat more fruit.
Yeah.
Even though I'm a vegetarian. Not very good.
You're a fruititarian.
Yeah. Brandon Spears, why didn't anyone tell Jubilee that she is just way too good for this shit? Did someone tell her this? Should we have?
Yeah, we're writing a letter. We're telling her how great she is and how she's better than the show.
Right. She needs to be a lead on her own show and
ABC. Give her something.
Julie Farrell Mast, please be sure to talk about how different Leah looks now. Can't wait to hear your takes on it. Okay, so we covered a little bit. I agree with you about the makeup. That's kind of sort of what stood out to me at first. And I did notice, like, oh, I think something happened with her lips. And then the other women confirmed it.
Like, she should have got it. She should have got the procedure done right after Ben's season. Like, right after the Women Tell All. Get that done.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, it just seemed like too much. It's like she went the week before. Like, she heard she was going on the show and then she went the week before. And it just didn't have time to settle down and, like, become more natural looking.
Yeah, it looks like she stopped at, like, Macy's and got like all the sample makeup that they put on her face and was like, okay, I'm boarding the plane now. And,
yeah, you know, it was just like, it was a very harsh look, and I don't think it had anything to do with her lips. Almost it had like a lot to do with how she did her makeup, and like the one day she did her hair, it was like really slicked back. It was just like not super flattering, and like Leah's a beautiful girl, like she doesn't need to pull that. And one thing I think is amazing about Izzy is she just doesn't seem to give an ass and just like was barefaced all the time. Like, have at her.
Right.
Get it, girl.
Yeah.
Like, I just need, like, Leah, do like a.
And it's sweaty.
Like a colored lip gloss and like a winged liner. And it's really simple, really basic. Like in Mexico with that heat, it's hard to keep all that makeup on. So don't worry about it.
Exactly. But I did love her long sleeve, long dress that she wore when she was eliminated. That was pretty. Ryan Hilliard, why does everyone always desire Jared on VIP? He is 5 foot nothing and looks like a mischievous ferret.
I don't know.
We got sucked into it on Caitlyn's season, but I liked it because at
he's
that
charming.
Point, yeah, he was sweet with Caitlyn and they had a friendship thing going on. But on Bachelor in Paradise, he has no game. He's not dynamic. He's not seeking anyone out. I don't get it. I think he's taller than 5 foot nothing, but
he's like 5 foot nine.
Yeah. So I don't hold that any of that against him, but it's his personality. It's just gone.
Yeah. Maybe that's just because we're not seeing him at all. I think people like that. He's like a nice guy and he hasn't had any scenes of him like acting like a complete douche.
Right. And I think that's why he's there, is just that there's so many girls that come there and like Jared's on my list. Jared's like the only one.
Yeah.
So he's there to support the casting of people like Ashley I. Brian Cohen, so the other host of The Challenge and Are You the One in Wrap Ups? Leah was hardcore just trying to be Olivia 2.0, right? She even tried copying her super wide open mouth shocked face. Okay, I totally saw that too when she did that face. She really looked like Olivia.
Again, she's so desperate for like TV time. And she's like, okay, what got TV time in my season? Oh, Olivia. So let me look like Olivia and act like Olivia. Like, she looks like Olivia.
Yeah.
Like, a lot.
Yeah.
And like, what got short attention in The Bachelorette? Like, Chad. So let me try and hook up with Chad.
Yeah. She just came with like all these crib notes. Like, okay, Chad, Olivia, got to do all these things. Ron Chan. In Andy's book, It's Not Okay, Turning Heartbreak into Happily Never After, she revealed Josh called her a whore. In BIP, Josh said her book is a fictional story. Should I be on Team Josh or Team Andy?
I think this podcast has always kind of taken a firmly Team Andy stance.
Mm-hmm.
We always liked her. We liked her on Juan Pablo's season. We liked her on her season. And we didn't love Josh, did we? Like,
and I can,
did we
care about him? I could believe that too, in the sense that maybe he didn't like to her face, but maybe like in like behind this, like behind her back or something, because it seems like he just talks about like, we don't have the same values. And I could just see that something about that, like since it came out that she slept with Nick, like I could see him throwing that in her face and like being totally like,
and like apparently shaming. She slept with Josh's brother, like that is a, like, oh, I'm not confirming rumor. That but I heard that rumor.
Interesting. We're still
like, there was a blind item about them. Okay, let me look this up.
I remember that coming up.
Andy Dorfman and what's his name, Aaron Murray.
Oh, another Aaron football brother.
Yeah, so there was like rumors going around that Andy hooked up with Josh's brother.
who knows
who is also an NFL quarterback, by right. the way,
right? So, Josh was kind of like the Jordan Rogers, where, but he didn't have like something to prove, and he's not like estranged from his brother, but yeah. He was the more failed athlete. And then finally, Christine Radice says, I'm new to BIP, past watcher of Bachelor Pad, though. Is the ideal strategy to pick a match based on camera time opportunity or based on legit attraction and or possibilities? I don't know those people aside from JoJo's season, so when Leah came looking for Chad, I just thought, camera whore. I'm right, right?
Okay, so here's how I feel about this whole kind of thing in Bachelor in Paradise 3. It's now so self-referential that people know that like love sells. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, who knew who Tanner was before last season of Bachelor in Paradise? Right. No one. Right. He marries Jade. Now they're like one of like, they get name dropped in every single episode of the show.
Right.
So like, why would you look for actual traction? Because if it worked out, you get a payday.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like, it's, you know, it sucks to kind of look at the show with such a,
and you get to like have your love story like not really be totally exploited, because
you get to be such a good guy.
Mm-hmm. Tanner and Jay just sort of hung in the background. They got to go on a few like cool dates, but otherwise they were just like chilling, and they don't have to like compete really with anyone or mm-hmm. have anyone like saying bad stuff about them. So yeah, so the strategy, if you have someone that you like had your eye on and you think, hey, there could be like a sincere connection, and usually, let's be honest, they've been talking to those people over social media at least, or met them before at other times, and mm-hmm. then they, because a lot of times they do this casting, I think they're like, oh, who have you met up with, or, you know, they go to these like reunion type events or cruises or who knows, wherever they're hanging mm-hmm. out, parties, and it's like, oh, I see something there. And then, so it's not the first time that they've seen some, well, it's the first time they've seen people like Brandon, but, you know, they have, that's how they have that list.
Who is Brandon? Like, who are you?
Hashtag who is Brandon. That's it. So, yeah, but I think there are other people where it's like, you know that you've got a reputation from the show and you're just there to play a role. So Chad overdid it. He should have just been like snarky and not drank so much, as he said, and tried to like just wreak havoc on the different couples, make fun of the dudes.
But yeah, I need the show to dial itself back just like a scooch. Like, it's too self-referential. It's just like on the nose, just a little too much for me to like suspend my disbelief for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Chris is getting a little too into it now in terms of just like making fun of the people. And yeah, I agree. We need more like raccoons or something. Got all the crabs. We need more like fun dates and just more people arriving to cause the problems themselves. And
yeah
I agree. Well, I think we've covered these two episodes as best we could. I'm super excited that your tweet got on.
Yeah, what a fun and exciting time. Yeah, that's great.
So if people want to see more of those after Paradise worthy tweets, where can they find you, Haley?
I'm at hstrong underscore on Twitter and Instagram. Right now, you'll also see a lot of Olympics tweets. I am super into the Olympics. I love it. If you haven't heard, if you haven't heard the podcast I did with Akiva Winokur, that should be in your wrap-ups feed. I had a lot of fun talking to him.
What's your favorite sport that you're
watching? Oh, gymnastics. Like, just like, it's not even like close.
Okay, nice.
But like, you know, yesterday or Sunday, I had gymnastics on my iPad, and then I had, at some point, I had a rotation of like diving and swimming and weightlifting and rugby sevens, and just like, I've had everything up. So I'm having a lot of fun with it. During this entire podcast, I've been watching some swimming semifinals and finals. I saw Katie Ledecky.
No Robbie sighting?
No, he's not there. I saw them both win gold. So it's been a great time. I love the Olympics.
Awesome. So check out that podcast, everyone. And you can follow me at RHAP Recapper. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.